Well, hey everybody, welcome to Stories from Bittersweet Farm. I'm Ken Pierpont, and today's story from Bittersweet Farm is chapter 29 in my book, For a Few Days, Stories from a Season of Life on a Family Farm. And it's chapter 29. It was a cold, windy, wet, late October day in 1980 when they buried Grandpa. His grave is a few miles south of the little village of Chatham, Ohio, where he'd entered the world 72 years earlier. He was buried within sight of the graves of his father and grandfather. To the west, the first gentle hills of Appalachia rise from the earth, and just beyond them was the farm that was to me as much part of him as the way he walked, though it came into his possession later in life, after his children were grown, with children of their own. I visited my grandfather's grave on a quiet afternoon the next spring. At the time, I was a newlywed, full of life and young. I lived with my young wife, Lois, in the western part of Ohio, and I pastored a small church there in the countryside of Mercer County. While I stood there remembering him and quietly pondering time and eternity and living and dying, I noticed that the sod that had been patched over his grave had not yet taken hold. The grass around the grave was green with life, but the sod was brown and dry and dead. A passage from Psalm 103 came to my heart as I stood there that day. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourishes. For the wind passes over it, and it is gone, and its place remembers it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children. Psalm 103, 15 through 17. Grandpa's life on earth was spent. He would no longer be the heart and life of our family gatherings. He would no longer be there to tell us of the adventures of his youth or of his exploits in life. From now on, those who loved him would have to gather his stories like long-forgotten treasures from the attic and tell them again in the best way they could. I've kept his memory alive in my heart. His children and my cousins will not forget him as long as they are alive. But soon it'll be difficult to find evidence on earth of his life. As the scripture says, its place remembers it no more. Like blossoms that fell from the tree over 30 years ago, he's gone. And when my generation is gone, others may read of Kenneth Dale Pierpont, and few will be alive who remember him. But the mercy of the Lord is forever, and his righteousness can endure in his children's children. By the grace of God, righteousness will live on through generations of sons and daughters, all those who, like he did, fear God and put their faith in Christ alone. In May, our first grandchild, a great-great-grandson, was born into his family. Someday, I'll take Kyle Kenneth to that place between Chatham and Newark, Ohio, and I will show him his great-great-grandfather's grave, and I will take his hand and walk him across the road to see the graves of Jerome and William Pierpont. And I'll remind him that there are others who will follow him, and though someday they will be forgotten, their righteousness can endure, passed on from generation to generation by the mercy of the Lord. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting on those who fear him, and his righteousness to children's children, to such as keep his covenant, and to those who remember his commandments and do them. Psalm 103, verses 17 and 18. I cannot hope to keep the blossom of my frail life alive for long, but I can live and pray every day I'm on earth that my sons and daughters will know my grandfather and grandmother's God. Kenneth Dale Pierpont lived from 1908 to 1980. Kenneth Frederick Pierpont, his son, my dad, was born in 1934 and still lives. I'm Kenneth Lee Pierpont and was born in 1958. Kyle Dale Pierpont, our oldest, was born in 1981. And Kyle Kenneth Pierpont, his firstborn, was born in 2007. Well, that's the story from out on Bittersweet Farm today, where every day is a beautiful day and the little light in the kitchen is always on.